Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. All right, this is always cool. Well, it's shifting gears quite a bit here as well. Welcome back. Appreciate that. I hope you're having a great day. From Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. We're going to get this chance again to meet with the crew of the Navy's newest, and it's such an advanced fast attack submarine, the USS Montana, it's named. And there are some events going on. We have a number of sailors here, including Commander John Gilligan, who was with us. But a number of events going on across the state of Montana. I will get out there, but let's welcome Commander John Gilligan of the USS Montana and get going here. Commander Gilligan, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Hi, Tom. Great to be here.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate that. And I love chatting with you guys. I know you have members and officers here with us, and we'll chat with them here in just a little bit. Let's start off, though, about I really want to hear about this boat. I mean, that's and we've talked about it before. It kind of blows my mind, the capability of it. And then your mission itself, in a submarine, I'm not sure a lot of people can fathom what life is like in a sub.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, so USS Montana is a Virginia-class, nuclear-powered, conventionally armed fast attack submarine, and we are the newest fast boat in the Pacific Fleet. We were just redelivered to the fleet in November and got the boat out to Pearl Harbor in December, just in time to get back with our families for Christmas. And we're very excited to be part of the Navy's operating force now out preparing and training constantly for naval operations in the Pacific. Montana is ready to execute a variety of missions in the undersea domain, anti-surface warfare, anti-submarine warfare, strike, support to special operations forces, and we're very excited to be out there doing the job and part of the Pacific Fleet representing Montana out in the Indo-Pacific on your behalf.
And I very much appreciate that. And I want to thank you for your service as well, especially in today's times. I had noted a little bit earlier that our seas are a place of, well, conflict in a lot of places. We're looking now at Latin America and the coast of South America. We are also very much looking at South China Sea and that area as well. Give us a sense, Commander Gilligan, about how soldiers prepare themselves for a world that seems to be, kind of on edge at times.
Well, obviously, I can't talk about current operations at all, but as sailors, we prepare all the time. And the United States Navy has always been our nation's away team. We are deployed constantly around the world, building familiarity with all the world's waters, deterring our adversaries and assuring our allies, conducting naval diplomacy through port calls, building those strong ties with all of the other like-minded nations in the world to keep the oceans open for commerce, support the peacetime national security interests of the United States and the prosperity of the United States. And be ready should deterrence fail to execute sustained combat operations at sea. We can fight and win anywhere in the world at any time should we be called upon to do that.
I like that. Let's chat with some of your sailors and some of your top sailors here as well. And a number of them. Let's say hello to Chief of the Boat, Ernie Scott. Good morning, Chief Scott. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. It's also great to be here.
Tell me about what you like about being a sailor. Tell me what you like then to, or I'll give you a couple options. Maybe it's Montana. Maybe there's something about Montana that really strikes you. But what do you like about either Montana or being a sailor?
Overall, I would say being the chief of the boat on the Montana is a profound opportunity for me. I get to work with top-notch sailors every day. It's amazing to be the senior enlisted guy on board to lead these guys, train them, make sure that we're ready to go. I couldn't get a better group of people to work with and for It's an honor and a privilege to serve with them every day.
I appreciate that. Petty Officer First Class and Chief Select is Jonathan Mossy. Is that a 2024 Sailor of the Year? Thank you for your service, Chief Mossy. Am I saying that name right?
Yes, sir, and thank you. It's also great to be here. I appreciate it.
Tell me what you like about being a sailor or your impressions of Montana.
So I'll say by far my favorite thing about being a sailor is just the pride that goes along with, you know, serving my country, going out and making sure that, you know, we get the job done so we can protect not just my family, but everyone's family, you know, across the nation. And, you know, as far as being a submariner, my favorite part about it is really just the camaraderie that's associated with it. Very tight-knit community. You can call upon anyone within the submarine force and, you know, you know a lot of people just from serving for a while, you know, and it's a great privilege.
Congratulations on being noted as the 2024 Sailor of the Year. What does that mean to you?
So for me, first off, thank you very much. For me, it's more of it's really the work that, you know, my division had performed for me, right? I can't do this job by myself, just like anyone else in the submarine force. You know, we're all a team, we're all working together. And without my division and them working as a team and, you know, trusting me and me trusting them, I would not be here today, honestly.
I appreciate that. Petty Officer, thank you again for your service. And then welcoming Petty Officer Second Class, Kelly, is it Bielfuss, 2024 Junior Sail of the Year? Good morning, Petty Officer. Did I get it right? Bielfuss?
It's pronounced Bielfuss, but Bielfuss, I get that all the time.
Well, I apologize for that. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. Tell me about it.
Well, I love being in the Navy, but I love being a submariner even more, just being surrounded by my closest friends and just going to work with them every day. It's a real honor and privilege to work with those guys every day.
Yeah. What about your trip to Montana? Is this your first time here?
Oh, yes, sir, it is. It's beautiful, and I would just like to point out how big the sky is in Montana.
It really is, isn't it? I mean, that's one thing that's notable.
Sir.
Yeah, yeah. And coming from a sailor who might not see the sky for days on end, I appreciate your appreciation of that. And again, thanks for your service. Petty Officer Third Class, I'm probably not going to get this right. Is it Johnny Chuckway, 2024 Blue Jacket of the Year? Thank you for your service. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Doing good. How are you?
Hanging in, and I appreciate you coming to Montana. What are your thoughts?
Well, like how Petty Officer Bielfuss said, it's a great view so far. You know, lots of mountains, great views. I really don't see this down south from where I'm from. In Alabama, it's just mostly covered down in green, so it's pretty nice views.
What does a blue jacket do?
So it's a blue jacket. Being one of the most junior sailors that got selected for these awards. Pretty much what it means to me is that my leadership just trusts me enough to take responsibility, take initiative to step up and be that next junior leader within the boat and in the division. It also just means to me that my work is recognized above the people above me. So it's a really great recognition.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And thank you guys for coming out. And again, as I mentioned, I appreciate the service too, and enjoy your trip here. I'll get to those dates in a little bit. Going back to Commander John Gilligan, Captain of the USS Montana. And Commander Gilligan, why don't you just talk about your crew? What makes a good crew? How do you get them all working together on the same page?
The sailors make the crew, and great sailors like Petty Officer Shokwa, who did so well as a third class that we were able to meritoriously promote him to second class for his great work. And folks like the guys that I got to bring here and the whole 150 members of the crew, we get some of the best sailors in the Navy into the submarine force. And I've been gifted with some of the best submariners I've ever gotten to work with on Montana. So just the quality of people makes my job fun and easy. And then we train constantly. We work together as a team. We practice all the time, exercise the ship, exercise each other. And we're just always working and training to be our absolute best.
You know, and thanks to the USS Montana Committee and Bill Whitsitt, who I know is with you there, you guys have stayed connected to Montana, and they have helped create a connection with our Navy, and specifically the USS Montana. what does that do on the ship itself? I mean, I would think that as a military person, you want to be reminded day in and day out of the freedoms that you're protecting and the people you're protecting at home.
No, that's exactly right. Having that close tie with our namesake state is kind of crucial for the culture that we've built and the pride that we take in our ship. We're very, very proud of all being honorary Montanans. Yeah. As the crew of the Montana. We love the close ties with the state. The committee, the USS Montana Committee, has been phenomenal. We work with them all the time. It's support like I haven't seen before in my Navy career. It's the ongoing ties with our namesake state are incredibly important to us, and it really makes Montana special, even among the special service that is the submarine force. We're very proud of our ties with Montana.
Yeah, and that includes our tribal brothers and sisters as well. You guys are doing an event in Great Falls with the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians. What does that reflect in your service?
Well, we bring that warrior culture out with us to sea, and we're actually particularly blessed. The tribes in Montana developed, produced, and gave to us a war song, a traditional native war song, and that's our call to battle. And we man battle stations and head out to sea playing that song for the crew. Brings us together and keeps us closely tied with that legacy and warrior tradition.
What do you like when you come to Montana? What do you do you get into conversations with people that inspire you? Tell us about what you guys try to take away from Big Sky Country.
No, that's exactly right. The most important part is meeting the people, getting to meet the citizens of Montana who we represent out in the Pacific, talking to them about what we do out to sea explaining what our lives are like out on the submarine and hearing what your lives are like here in Montana and keeping those ties and connections incredibly important, very rewarding for us to be able to maintain that tie back home. Makes our jobs worthwhile.
What's a day in the life like for a submariner?
That's a great question. Out to sea, it becomes very, very routine. We stand 3 8-section watches. Or 3 8-hour watches. So every day, a group of sailors gets up, reviews what the ship's doing, gets ready. They take the watch. They do the ship's business. They get off watch. They train. Do maintenance. Is it like any high performance machine? The crew keeps Montana at peak condition. Get some sleep. Do a quick workout on some of the exercise equipment we've hidden in various places on board. The cooks make 3 fantastic meals a day out of the galley, feeding 150 people in about an hour, 3 times a day, every day. We get out there and practice and put the warship through her paces. We exercise the ship through her full ranges of capabilities. One of our favorite things to do is called angles and dangles. We'll take the ship up to her maximum up and down angles. We'll take her up to her maximum speed, turn her as hard as she can turn, just keep the crew ready to fight the ship and keep the ship ready to fight.
Thanks for coming out. You guys are going to be honored at the football game, University of Montana Military and Veterans Appreciation football game. That's against North Dakota on September 13th. Have you been to a game before?
Not in Montana, but, go Grizzlies.
Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. And I got to say, because, your name is, your last name is Gilligan, right? And for people my age, there was only one Gilligan on the scene. But now you're a skipper of the USS Montana. So I very much appreciate that. Do people even know the original Gilligan that I'm talking about?
Oh, it's fading, but the crew still knows. 18 years commissioned, and as a sailor named Gilligan, now I finally get to be the skipper. So we actually we did a swim call recently where we were able to surface in some calm, protective waters and swim off the submarine for a little bit, and the crew decided that we should name that evolution Gilligan's Island. So that's what we did. So we went out and did Gilligan's Island. kind of it's fun leaning into that joke, and it you know keeps the crew together. I am glad to be the skipper.
Yes, right. Yeah. So thank you for that. And again, to all the sailors there, thank you for your service. Thanks for coming out to Montana. Appreciate that. I'm going to come back. I got a break now. I got to hit it. I'm going to come back and get those dates out there real quickly. But it's Helena today at 12 noon, Great Falls, September 10th, 5:30, and Fort Benton Thursday, September 11th at 4 o'clock. Commander Gilligan, thank you so much for your service, and enjoy your time here, sir.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.